Yesterday we were dealing with the first half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah which says that a Kohen Gadol can judge and is also judged. What was the Chiddush? The first teretz is that there is no Chiddush. It's only there for symmetrical reasons, ID. And the second teretz is that it's actually referring to the Halacha of being judged to go to Golos. Why would I have thought that he doesn't go to Golos? That we saw yesterday, because he can never get out of Golos if he goes there, because he is the Kohen Gadol. So you can hardly tell him that you can get out of Golos when the Kohen Gadol dies. He is the Kohen Gadol. So I might have thought that maybe you only send somebody to Golos if there's a remedy to get out. In his case, there is no remedy to get out. So I might have thought you don't send him to Golos in the first place, and that was the Chiddush that you actually do. That's what we saw yesterday. Now, if you remember, in that braisa that spoke about a Kohen Gadol killing, either b'mezid, in which case he is killed, or b'shoigeg, in which case he goes to Golos, you'll remember, if you recall the braisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph, it says, v'oiver al asei v'al lois asei. Kohen Gadol who kills has transgressed an asei and the loisase. Now, it wasn't obviously clear what was that referring to and why was it relevant. And Rashi at the bottom of the Omid referred us to the Gemara that's going to address this. So let's have a look at the Gemara. It's on the fourth top line. Daf Yud Ches Omid Beis. Oiver al asei va'al loisase. Says the Gemara, asks the Gemara a question. Loi, sagi, deloi, ovar, question mark? Would it not suffice if you would not be over an assay and a lois assay? Meaning, what's the difference? Why is it relevant? What's it referring to when it talks about a Kohen Gadol over an assay and a lois assay? Even if you wouldn't be over an lois assay, even if you wouldn't be over an assay, surely everything we said would still be relevant. So what exactly is this referring to? Says the Gemara, Hochi Ka'oma. This is what is meant. As we always point out, it doesn't say Hochi Omar. Hochi Omar would be, this is what was said. But Hochi Ka'omar means this is what was meant. Im Ovar al Asay. If the Kohen Gadol would ever be over any particular Asay, va'al loisase, or if you were to be over any loisase, then you should know the harehu kehedyot lechol dvarov. So then he has the status of a hedyot, which doesn't literally mean he has the status of a hedyot. Of course, he's not a hedyot, he's a Kohen Gadol. But with regard to our subject, if he ever transgresses an asay or a loisase, then we would deal with him in the same way as we would deal with every member of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Bryce is referring to, which means it's nothing to do specifically with this case of murdering B'Shegeg or B'Mezid. It's a new halacha. The first halacha deals with a Kohen Gadol who murders either B'Mezid or B'Shegeg. The next thing the Bryce is teaching you is that if he's ever over an Asay or a Lois Asay, then he's treated in the same way as everybody else. Now, why is that a chiddush? Says the Gemara, pshita, question mark. Isn't that obvious? Why would I think that he would be treated differently to anybody else? Says the Gemara, salke datach aminu. Because I may have thought the following. This would have been my hava amina. Ho yil v'tanan. Since we have learned in the Mishnah, ein donin. We have a Mishnah, which is right at the beginning of the Masechta, we have learned. Ein donin. Loi es hashevet. V'loi es novi hasheker. V'loi es kohen godoil. Ela al pi bez din shal shivin ve'echad. We learned in the last parak that you'd only ever judge either a Novi Sheker or a Shevet, we're different pshatim, what that means, a Shevet, or a Kohen Gadol, you'd only ever judge them with a Bezdin of 71. That's what the Mishnah says. V'omar Rav Ada ba'ahavo, kol hadovor hagodol yoviu eilecho. You remember we had this drasha in the last parak. The Torah says, Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, kol hadovor hagodol, literally translated, and any great matter should be brought to you. Who's you? Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the status, as it were, of 71 dayanim. But if you remember, we made a drasha from that pasuk when it says, kol hadovor hagodol, that could be understood to mean devorov shel gadol, not just a great case, but the case of a great person. And therefore, Amai might have thought that kol devorov shel gadol. Therefore, maybe I would have been excused for thinking that all matters, whatever subject, whatever issue it may be, anything pertaining to a great person, maybe it needs to be judged by a Bezdin of 71. In other words, the Braisa that we learned said that if he's over an Asay or a Lois Asay, then he's treated like a Hedyot. Then he's treated like a Hedyot. Now Rashi says, what does that mean that he's treated like a Hedyot? So look at Rashi on the fourth line.
Rav, may I interrupt 1 second?
Yes.
Avram, would you please let Geller in? Just call me.
So look at
Rashi. Look at the safer, can't see anything.
Okay, everybody's in. Welcome, Reb Yosef. Welcome, Reb Nachum. Okay, full house. Apparently you were locked out.
10 minutes, I'm waiting.
Sorry, we didn't, not sure what happened. We were so engrossed.
That happened to me when I was hosting those few times. You get in Gross Nashir and you have to keep looking on the screen to see when they're waiting.
All right.
They can be sitting there for a while if you don't notice them.
Okay, apologies to all. Again, we're discussing the Braisa. The Braisa says that if the Kohen Gadol was over an Asay or a Lois Asay, then he's treated like a Hedyot. Now, what does that mean, he's treated like a Hedyot? So look at Rashi at the top of the Amud on the fourth line. Rashi says, Hari hu kehedyot, lidoin b'shloisha. He's judged with a bezdin of 3 dayanim. We have already learned in the last perek that a kohen gadol, when standing for a death trial, needs a bezdin of 71. So Rabbeisai, let's try and put things together, and this is essentially a little bit of chazara from us from the last perek. We learned in the last perek that as a general rule, a standard normal case, not a case of a death sentence, a standard normal case, somebody who's over a lois asay, you might need malchus, somebody who's over an asay, so he gets taken to a bezdin of 3 dayanim. If he committed an avera which would warrant a death sentence, then 23 dayanim. A kohen gadol, however, when he stands up for a death sentence, he needs a bezdin of 71. We're not told, however, and this is exactly what we're discussing, what's the halacha when a kohen gadol is over a regular asay and a lois asay? We know in the case of a death sentence, he needs a bezdin of 71. What happens if he's over an asay or a lois asay? Would he also then need a bezdin of 71? And the Gemara is telling us, I would have thought that yes, he does. Why would I have thought so? Because again, we have that drasha that we mentioned many times. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the great matter, Adova Hagodoil, should be brought to you. And we understood that to mean not just the great matter, but the matter of a great person. Who is a great person? Clearly a Kohen Gadol. So I would have been excused for thinking that all matters pertaining to a great person, whether it's a death sentence or not a death sentence, would always need to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, i.e. a Beis Din of 71. And therefore, I definitely would have had a Havamina that a Kohen Gadol needs a Beis Din of 71, not only in a case where there is a death sentence, but even in a case of an Aseh and a Lois Aseh. Says the Gemara, Komash Malom, that's what our Bryce is teaching us, that no, that if he is over an Aseh or a Lois Aseh, then he's treated like a Hediot, as Rashi points out, a Beis Din of 3, such that when the Torah writes that the case of a great person needs to be taken to Moshe Rabbeinu, apparently that's only referring to a case of a death penalty. How do we know? Says the Gemara. Look at the Gemara again. The last word on the line, Pshita. We just said that he's has to go to a Beis Din of 3 people, of 3 Dayanim. Pshita, isn't that obvious? The Gemara says, no, it's not obvious. Because Sal Kedata Chamina, I might well have thought the Hoyle the Tnam. Since we have learned in a Mishnah that Ein Donin Loyas HaShevet, Loyas HaNovi Sheker, Loyas HaKoyen Godoil, Elo Alpi Beis Din Shivim Ve'echot, we have learned that a Koyen Godoil needs to be judged by a 71-man Beis Din. Ve'omar Rav Ada Ba'avo, and didn't Rav Ada Ba'avo also add, Kol Hadovor Hagodoil Yoviu Elecho, quote unquote, from which we understand, Devorov Shel Godoil, the matters of a great person. Which matters? Eimer Kol Devorov Shel Godoil. Underline the word Kol. Maybe all matters pertaining to a great person, whether it's a death sentence or not, maybe there's a general rule that a Kohen Godoil never stands for trial in Beis Din unless a 71 Dayanim. Komash Malon. That's the Chiddush of our Braisa. That no, if he transgresses an Aseh or a Lois Aseh, it's a Beis Din of 3, just like everybody else. When do we require a 71-man Beis Din for a Kohen Gadol? That's only in the case when he committed an Aveira that would warrant a death sentence. How do we know? How do we know that to be the case? Maybe indeed, when the Torah writes that matters pertaining to a great person need 71, maybe indeed that's referring to all matters of a Godel, even if he's over a lav, even if a Kohen Godel would eat a piece of nevela, which definitely does not require a death sentence, it's just malchus, maybe that's still considered Dvarov Shel Godel, matters of a great person. Maybe indeed that should require 71. You're right. The Braisa is clearly telling me that's not the case. How did the Braisa know that? Says the Gemara. Ve'ema hochanami. Maybe indeed so. Maybe all matters of a Kohen Gadol should require 71. Says the Gemara, no. Miksiv. Does it say in the Torah, quote unquote, Divrei Gadol? Question mark. Divrei in the plural would mean matters. If it would say Divrei Gadol, matters in the plural, so then yes, we would certainly understand that that means all matters of a Gadol, but it doesn't say that. What does it say? Hadovar Hagadol, quote unquote, ksiv. What's Hadovar Hagadol? Whenever we have a hey, it means the great matter. What is the great matter? Says Rashi, says the Gemara. Dovar Godoil Mamish. What does Dovar Godoil Mamish mean? Literally a very great case, i.e. a death sentence. So when you have a great case of a great person, yes, that gets upgraded from a Bezdin of 23 to a Bezdin of 71. But when it's not Hadavar Hagadol, when it's not the great case, it's just a regular, normal, routine case of the Eta piece of Nevela, which would require Malkus, then we have no Pasuk to indicate that a Kohen Gadol is treated any different from anybody else. And just like everybody else would require a Bezdin of 3, so does he as well. That was the Chiddush of our Braisa, that you cannot ask, isn't it Poshet? No, it's definitely not Poshet. I would have thought that if you require 71 for a death sentence, maybe you require 71 for all matters. That's what I would have thought. The Braisa is teaching me that's not the case. How does the Braisa know? We learn it from the Loshon of the Pasuk. Look at Rashi on the fourth line. Moshe Zeder, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to say that there also may have been a Havamina to say that since in a capital case, the Kohen Gadol was upgraded from 23 to 71, perhaps in a lesser case, Momenos case, he might be upgraded from 3 to 23, but it looks like he never, ever, ever, ever goes to a court of 23.
Right, right. And that indeed is the Chiddush. So I would have thought that all matters pertaining to a great person either necessarily require 71, or at least would require an upgrade. And that's what we're being taught, that no, there is zero upgrade in the case of an assay and a lois assay. It's a regular bezin of 3. Look at Rashi on the last wide line. Dovor godoil mamish. Literally a great case. What does that mean, literally a great case? Im ovar aveira sheyesh pa misas bezdin. If he was over an Aveira that requires a death sentence by Bezdin, who the boy Sanhedrin Gedoilo, underline the word who. It's only in that case that he requires a Sanhedrin Gedoilo. Aval Malkus? In a case of Malkus, remember Malkus is the standard punishment for quote-unquote minor Aveiras. Loi. In that case, he does not require the Sanhedrin Gedoilo. What does he require? Same Bezdin as everybody else, i.e. 3. Okay, so we now have the Braisa complete, and we've understood all the Chiddushim of the Braisa. Yes, Rebecca.
Can you remind me quickly from our past learnings, a regular person who Malkus, what kind of Bezdin does he need?
3. Everything is 3 unless assumed otherwise. Only a death sentence needs 23.
So why is it that a Kohen Gadol needs 71 for a death sentence and 23 for a regular? What makes him...
He doesn't. He only needs 71 for a death sentence, but for everything else, he needs 3, just like a regular...
Okay, so, fine. So then why would he need 71 for a death sentence? Why not 23?
Because that's the drosha. Hadavar Hagadol has got to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has a status of 71. So we understood the great case or the case of a great person. Okay, let's continue now with Gemara. Remember, this entire perek, Rabbi Isai, very unique perek, this entire perek deals with all the halachas of a Kohen Gadol, and in turn, we'll see later on in the perek, halachas of a melech. In fact, most of the perek deals with halachas of a melech, a fascinating perek. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Me'id u'me'idin oisoi. We're now moving on. The first line of the Mishnah spoke about the Kohen Gadol judging and being judged. Now we're talking about testifying and being testified against. So Me'id, he can testify. U'me'idin olov, and they can testify about. Me'idin oisoi can testify about him. Says the Gemara, Meid, a Kohen Gadol would come and testify. How can that be? How can that be? Why? What's the question? V'hotanya, surely we have learned in a Braisa. V'his'alamto. V'his'alamto is a pasuk which is written in the context of Hashavas Aveda. Now, we know the halacha is that if you see an aveda, a lost item, and you pick it up, for example, you cannot now ignore it. You cannot now decide on second thoughts, no, I'm just going to leave it and walk on. But the Torah says, v'his alamto, and you will ignore it. I thought we just said you're not allowed to ignore it. So what does the Torah mean when it says, v'his alamto, and you will ignore it? So the Gemara makes a drasha. This is a Gemara Bava Metzia. Pa'omim she'ato mis'alim, upa'omim she'iato mis'alim. Sometimes you may not ignore the aveda, and sometimes you may and you should ignore the aveda. So, quiz question. If you see a lost property, a lost item, must you, may you ignore it? The answer is sometimes yes, and sometimes not. On the one hand, I have a pasuk that says, do not ignore it, leisucha lehis'alim. On the other hand, I have another pasuk, v'salamto, that you must ignore it. How can that be reconciled? The answer is, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, in a regular case, you cannot ignore it. A regular person walks down the street and he sees an aveda on the street. He must not ignore it. He's got to restore it to its owner. But there are cases where one does ignore the aveda. What is that? Says the Braisa, pa'omim sha'ato mis'alim. Sometimes you indeed ignore, you hide from the aveda. Upa'omim she'iyato mis'alim. How can that be? Ha'ketzat, how so? And the answer is, koyein v'hu b'beis ha'kvarais. A koyein was walking down the street, alongside, not inside, alongside a Beis HaKvaros. So we know that halacha is that a Kohen is not allowed to enter the Beis HaKvaros. So here we have a technical question. The Kohen sees that the Aveda is in the Beis HaKvaros. So on one hand, you're telling me that he mustn't ignore it. But if he mustn't ignore it, are you trying to tell me he's got to enter the Beis HaKvaros to fetch the Aveda, but he's not allowed to? Yes, you're right. This is one of the cases where one does ignore the Aveda. A Kohen who sees an Aveda in a Beis HaKvaros ignores the Aveda. That's one case. Another case is Zokin ve'eino lefi chvoidoi. If you're talking about a Zokin, an elder or a Talmud Chacham, and it will be considered beneath his dignity, it will be considered beneath his dignity to fetch the Aveda. What would be an example? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia speaks about, imagine if you have a lost sheep in the street, and you'd have the Melech of Klal Yisrael walking down the street, it would not be considered befitting for this Melech now to pick up the sheep and walk home. Not appropriate for the Melech. So if that's the case, we have an issue of kovod habrius. What's kovod habrius? Dignity of human beings. For a regular person, it may be fine to walk through the street leading a sheep, but it's not dignified for the Godel Hadoir, for example. You wouldn't want to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky walking down the street holding a sheep. Under those circumstances, the Torah says, ignore the Aveda. That's the second case. First case is the Kohen, do not enter the Beis HaKvaros to get the Aveda, ignore it. The Zokin, this very dignified person, do not schlep the Aveda home if it's going to be considered a lack of dignity. That's the second case. Ignore the Aveda. What's the third case? The third case is, oi, shehoisa melocha shaloi, Maruba Michel Chaveiro. If my work is considered more than the value of the item, meaning, if I walk down the street, if I walk down the street and I see an Aveda, I've got to return it to you. Now imagine it costs me money to return the Aveda. Who has to pay the bill for returning the Aveda? Okay, I find an Aveda, and it belongs to somebody in Yerushalayim. So I jump on a bus and I've got to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim. Not only do I have to schlep to Yerushalayim, I've got to take an hour off work. Who has to pay for that? And the answer is, obviously, the owner of the Aveda. I'm expected to return it, that's true, but I'm not expected to lose out money from it. However, it would be absurd, l'chayra, and this is what the Torah is teaching me. Imagine if I find somebody's pencil, and it's clearly got his name on it, so I know it's his. How much is a pencil worth? 10 shekel. Well, it hardly makes sense for me to schlep to Yerushalayim, knock on this fellow's door and say, well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is I found your pencil, which is worth 10 shekel. The bad news is you owe me 1,000 shekel in return because I took a bus ride and I happened to earn 900 shekel an hour. And I had to take off an hour of work. Well, in that case, you're not doing him a favor. So when your work was worth more than the value of his item, then you ignore the Aveda. Says the Gemara, Lekach Ne'emar V'Hisalamto. That's why the Torah says that, yes, on occasion one does have to hide and ignore the Aveda. So we've just learned three cases. That's the end of the Braisa. Which case is relevant to us? Clearly the second case. The second case talks about Zokein ve'ena lefich voidoi, somebody whose dignity would be considered slighted. So he therefore waives the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. What's that got to do with us? The Gemara is understanding that it's also considered to be a lack of dignity for a Kohen Gadol to enter the Beis Din and start giving testimony. That's also an issue of Kavod Abrius. And if we're so concerned with Kavod Abrius, the very same Kohen Gadol to whom we would tell, do not return somebody else's Aveda because we are concerned for your dignity, how can we let him testify in Beis Din? Have a look at Rashi. Rashi is on the second narrow line. Hare shehoya moitze aveda koyin. If the moitze aveda, if the one who found the aveda is a koyin, the problem is v'hoyo ha'aveda b'beis akvores, but the lost item happens to be sitting in the beis akvores and he notices it. He's standing on the outside, obviously, but he notices it there. Oi, or the second case, shehoyo ze zokein, he was an elder, either in age or in stature. Ve'ena l'fich voidei, it wouldn't be considered dignified. And how do I know? What's the benchmark? She'im hoiso shaloi, even were it to be his own thing, lo hayo machzir. Right? If a melech was walking down the street and he would see his own sheep wandering around there, for some reason the sheep escaped, he wouldn't take that back either. Because it's not befitting. By the way, one should not make a mistake of thinking that this is chas v'sholom, an issue of gaiva, etc., etc. There are halochas that pertain to what type of activity is a dignified person allowed to be involved with. The Gemara speaks about this at the end of Kiddushin. I don't think you would want to see your local rav of a shul on his hands and knees in the street fixing a brick or emptying the garbage or whatever it may be, or cleaning the bathrooms in your shul. So therefore, the zokein ve'ena l'fich voidoi, were it to be his own, he would not return it. That's the second case. What's the third case? Oi, shehoisa melocha shaloi meruba misha chaveiroi. Or his own work was worth more than the value of the item of his friend. For example, kagoin noikev margolios. What does that mean, noikev margolios? Margolios is diamonds. So if he is involved in, he's a diamond dealer, okay, so he might be earning $1,000 an hour. She'im yeleich v'yachzireno. If he now goes and exerts himself to return the lost item, yafsid bebatlusoi, he will lose out from being botel from his malocha. From losing out, how much will he lose? Yoiser midomeho. More than the value of the item. Well, that's absurd. In those three cases, Koyen, Zokain, and Melocha Merubo, says Rashi, Lekach Nema Visalamto. So what do we see from there? Says Rashi, Alma, we see Kovoid Habriois, the concept of human dignity, Doicha would push away the love of Deloy Sucha Lehisalem. Under ordinary circumstances, we have a love you may not hide. You may not ignore the Aveda, and that love is waived for purposes of Kovod Abrius. You see how serious Kovod Abrius is? And if that's the case, says Rashi, Vahochanami, so too in our case, Zilusahu. It would be considered a zilzal, a lack of honor, Legaba Koyen Godoil, for a Koyen Godoil to come along, Lacey, to come, La Ashudi, to testify, La Baldin, will be considered a lack of honor. Now, it happens to be that normally, if you happen to have witnessed a particular event, you cannot choose not to testify. You've got to come and testify if there's a particular event that you witnessed. But in the case of the Kohen Gadol, this is the Gemara's question, surely that prohibition should be waived in the same way as the lav of Lo Yisucha Le'Salem in the case of Hashavas Avedo is waived for purposes of his honor. Surely, so too, the prohibition of not testifying should also be waived for his honor. So why does our Mishnah say that a Kohen Gadol is made? How can it be that a Kohen Gadol is expected to come and testify about some lowly person eating a piece of pork? It's pasnish, not matim, it's not covered. This is the Gemara's question. Yeah, Rebbe Avraham.
Why can't an individual moichel is covered?
In some cases he can, in some cases he can't. In the case of a zokin and a kohen gadol, by the way, he's not allowed to moichel his covered. You're only allowed to moichel your kavod, for example, in the case of a parent. But in the case of a Kohen Gadol, you cannot waive your kavod because, as the Gemara explains in Kiddushim, it's not really your kavod.
Yeah.
It's the kavod of the Melech. So the son of a Melech can't say, well, I waive the kavod. Yeah, Reb Larry. You're on mute.
Isn't that a good thing? Mute's a good thing for me. Anyhow, do I need a Brisa to come and tell me that if I see $1,000 in the street on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to take it and return it? Of course I'm not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. What's the question? So why do I need a Brisa to come tell me that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go into a cemetery to find the lost item?
Excellent question. The Gemara in Bava Metzia deals with this because we have a concept of Asei Doicha Lois Asei. So maybe the Asei of returning the Aveda would override the Lois Asei of not becoming Tomei. This is a whole discussion there in Bava Metzia. So either way, we don't understand how can our Mishnah say that the Kohen Gadol is expected to testify? Surely that would be considered a lack of his honor. And if we are very concerned with his credibility, with his honor, we waive the prohibition of Avshalom Avedah, why too would we not waive the prohibition of not testifying? So why does our Mishnah say that he's got to testify? So we're going to be left in suspense. And I miss Hashem tomorrow morning. All be well. We'll kind of deal with this. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Be'ezus Hashem Yizbarach.
You too. Have a good day. Yeah.